Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We're so grateful to have you with us this morning. We are coming to you from the Atlanta metro area, and we are experiencing a good day, a day that's promising to rain once again, and we thank God for the day that He has made. And He told us to be rejoiced and be happy about it. And so we do. And we're glad to be here with our Junior Giants this morning. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
We are so happy to have you with us as we get ready to go into this holiday weekend. We are going to be celebrating the 4th of July, the Independence Day for our nation. We want to encourage everyone that's listening to keep our nation in prayer, lift our president, pray for him, pray for the country, pray for those who are in office all over this country, that God might be glorified and righteousness might reign in our country. We celebrate the 4th of July because we're celebrating the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And that was a very powerful day, and I believe this was a nation that God ordained, and it is imperative or very important that we learn to live up to the creed to which we say we're going, the country that we're going to be. And so we are celebrating this weekend, and I could go on and on with the country, but we're going to celebrate the fact that men and women have given their lives to make our country a better place to live, and the intent of this country was that all men could be created equal, and we could live in a democracy, and so that is what we're going to celebrate. The children are going to be talking to you about this on this morning, what about their freedoms and how they feel about some of the freedoms that they have. And so we are excited to have them with us. I want to thank the parents, as always, for their steadfastness with us in this program and allowing the children to be prepared and get ready to do a show on a weekend. And I am very grateful for your support and for your help. I also want to say before we get started with the stories that we are continuing to recruit Junior Giant reporters because as the children are here for a length of time, they age out. This program is for children between the ages of 7 and 12. And if you have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews that might be interested in being a part of Junior Giants, please don't hesitate to call us. Our number is 678-516-5570. And we will get in contact with you immediately and get it set up for them to become a part of Junior Giant. I am on a big recruiting binge at the moment because I don't want our children seem to be growing so fast. Our program will be 6 years old in September, and I want us to keep the momentum going. And so I'm grateful to God for the Junior Giants I have. As you will find out while you're listening, these are some outstanding young people that God has blessed with great intelligence, and I am grateful to God that their parents share them with me for this couple of hours a week. And so we're going to go on and get started. Our topic today is about freedom. Let freedom ring is the topic of our show on today. And we're going to get started with our children on today. I think today we're going to start with Miss Taria. We have missed Miss Taria while she's been away on vacation. Good morning, Taria.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. So tell me, we missed you and you got to go on vacation?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you get to go to?
We got to go to Chicago.
Okay. Was that the first time you'd ever been in Chicago?
What?
Yes.
Okay. Did you enjoy yourself?
No.
Okay. Well, we are so glad that you are back. And are you ready with your report?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, please.
My name is Faria, and I'm your junior giant reporter. On this 4th of July holiday, we were asked to explain the definition of the word freedom. I think the definition of freedom means you have the right to do things that are important to you. Some of the freedoms we have are the right to free speech, the freedom of religion, the right to education, the right to peacefully protest, the right to start a petition against something you are against. If I did not have these freedoms, it would be unfair and hard to live happily. I wrote a letter to my dad thanking him for fighting for the freedoms we have. Dear Dad, thank you for fighting for our country, defending our freedoms. Thank you for making America a safer country. When you were away in Iraq, I used my freedom of religion to pray to God for your safety. Thank you for allowing me to be able to be on programs such as this, which helps my right to education and use my freedom of speech. I would like also to thank all military families for serving our country and fighting for our freedom. Happy 4th of July to all. This is Taria, your Eurojet reporter.
That was an excellent report, Taria. Very well done. And we thank your father as well. And I think sometimes we take for granted that when a man is in the military, their family's in the military too. And we're grateful to God that your father was allowed to come home and be well. And so please tell him we appreciate his service. Can you do that for us?
I will.
Okay. And we thank you for that report. That was very good. Stay on the line. We do have a question of the day. We're going to continue this morning with our celebration of freedom. Let freedom ring. It is important. Our freedom is very valuable, very valuable. We're going to keep going. We have Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. He's going to come and give us his report. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good.
You're good?
Yes, ma'am.
How has your week been?
Good, and I'm probably guessing in a couple of days my weeks are going to be amazing.
And what's going to be amazing about them?
Because my mom is signing me up for a hip-hop class, because I can do splits, and probably I'm one of the best break dancers in my whole family.
Okay. All right. That should be exciting for real. Okay. So what else are you doing with your summer?
I'm going to Florida.
You're going to get to go to Florida? So what is there down in Florida? Disney, what is it? Are you going to Disney?
I'm going to what?
Well, whatever you're going to do, we hope you have a great time, okay?
My mom says I'm going to visit my family, but I don't think my family lives in Florida.
I bet you your mother knows, though.
I knew it there.
Okay, we're going to continue. Luke, are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead, then.
Good morning. This is Luke, your junior diet reporter, and today's show is about freedom. I have been asked to discuss five freedoms that I currently have, why I like having these freedoms, and what I would do if I did not have these freedoms. The first freedom that I have is the freedom of speech. I have the right to talk freely about all the things that concern me. I like having this freedom because I love to talk. If I did not have this freedom, I would use sign language because I have to communicate. The second freedom is the freedom of social interaction through the internet. I like having this freedom because I like to play with others in video games, and I like to watch gaming YouTube videos. If I did not have this freedom, I would be bored because I love to interact with others. The third freedom I have is the freedom to know and worship God. I like having this freedom because I could not imagine life without it. If I did not have this freedom, I would not be alive. The fourth freedom that I have is the freedom to vote for a president in our country. I like having this freedom because it is a freedom of choice. If I did not have this freedom, I'm not sure how I would feel. The fifth freedom that I have is the freedom to play. I like having this freedom because I can play freely with my friends. If I did not have this freedom, I would be sad because I love playing with others. This is Luke, your junior giant reporter. And I thank Jesus for giving me the biggest freedom, the freedom of life. Have a happy 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, Luke. Very well done. Very well done. You guys are doing an excellent job on this subject of freedom. And it's important that we look at our freedom so that we don't take them for granted. There's nothing that says we have to have these freedoms. In many countries, there are children as well as adults that don't have many, many of the freedoms that we have. And so we're thankful to God for the freedoms that we do have. So thank you for the good report. We're going to continue, and we are going to go to our next reporter. We're moving continuously this morning because I do know that this is a holiday weekend, and I don't want to hold the children up from family activities. So we're going to go to our next reporter, and that's going to be Miss Jada. Good morning, Jada.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Okay, I like hearing that. And tell me why you're great.
Because we're on summer vacation.
And you're enjoying your summer vacation? Are you enjoying your summer vacation?
Yes.
Good. Tell me what you're going to be doing this summer.
We're probably going to be going to Tennessee.
Okay. And why are you going to Tennessee?
Just to see, like, they have a good movie theater there, and we're probably going to stay in a hotel.
Okay. So you guys are going to go for vacation, too. That's very good. That's really good. Learn something new. Learn something about Tennessee. Tennessee has a great history. And so are you ready with your story this morning?
Yes.
Go right ahead then, please.
Hello, my name is Jada, your junior giant reporter. Today I will be covering the topic of freedom. Freedom is everywhere, from being able to freely drive or even to freely leave your home. Five freedoms that I am glad to have are freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and right to life, liberty, and property. I like freedom of religion because I am free to worship the one and true Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I enjoy freedom of speech because I am able to proudly say what I believe in and speak my opinions. I am happy to have freedom of press because I am able to write about how I'm able to write about how I feel and what I believe in. And I am able to tell stories. I like freedom of assembly because I can hang out with friends and family without any problems. Lastly, I enjoy freedom of rights to life, liberty, and property. I like this freedom because it protects my life, my belongings, and my well-being. If I didn't have these rights, life would be more difficult, and everyday life would just be about trying to stay out of trouble. Dear military workers, thank you for all of the hard work and sacrifices you have made for Americans worldwide. Thank you for the long days and nights you spent fighting and serving this country to earn these freedoms. You are extremely appreciated. This has been Jada, your Junior Giant reporter. Have a wonderful day.
Very well done, Jada. Thank you so much. Good
job. You're welcome.
And we want to thank all Junior Giant reporters, and we are coming to you. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio, and we're coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area. These young people have done an excellent job this morning talking about their freedoms, and it is important, like I said, to recognize the freedoms that you have and not take advantage of them. But there is one freedom that I noticed that was left out of all of you all, and I want you all to talk about it as part of our question of the day. How important is your freedom of education? And what is something that you do that celebrates the freedom of education? And what is something that you do that shows that you take it for granted or you don't hold it very important? So tell me about your freedom of education. And the reason that I'm doing this is because there are a lot of countries where children aren't being educated. They've never been in school, not one day in their life. There are other countries where girls are not allowed to be educated. And we, in this country, education, first of all, is free, at least for the primary grades. It's free until you get ready to go to college. And so I want you to talk about your education, freedom of education, and how you show that you're grateful and how you take it for granted. And we're going to start with Ms. Turia. Ms. Turia, tell me about your freedom of education. Ms. Turia? Did we lose her? Turia? Okay, we're going to keep moving. Luke, can you tell me about your freedom of education?
My freedom of education is to learn about science, math, reading, and other groups. Because if I didn't have the freedom of education, then, well, I wouldn't be on this call.
Okay, hold on a moment. Someone needs to move to a quiet place. Someone needs to move to a quiet place. Go right ahead, Luke.
So my freedom of education is to have math, reading, science, and other groups. Because if I did not have the freedom of education, I wouldn't be in Junior Giant. Just being honest.
Okay. So tell me, how do you show that you're grateful to be able to be get an education?
I'm quiet and I work. To show that I'm grateful. And I also do a lot of reading. And also our science teacher is now a school teacher, which my mom wishes my teacher, and I wish it too.
Okay. So how do you take advantage of it? How do you kind of forget sometimes that you've got this wonderful freedom?
I'm playing at recess for too long, or playing in my house for too long.
Thank you very much, Luke.
You're welcome.
Miss Farron?
Yes?
Sorry, I missed the question of the day.
Okay.
I had to do something.
Do you know the... Okay, do you remember the question? Did you hear the question of the day?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you go on and give me your answer then?
Being able to go to school and learn what I want.
Okay. And so how do you show that you're grateful for your education?
By taking advantage.
Okay. And say that again.
Taking advantage of learning.
Okay. All right. And how do you sometimes take it for granted or forget how important it is?
By not reading and paying attention in class.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second. Before, don't you guys get off. I just want to say something to you. Let's go to Miss Jada. Miss Jada, tell me about how important your freedom of education is to you.
Freedom of education is really important because it gives children the ability to learn so they could have good jobs like lawyers or doctors. Yeah, and be able to grow up to be successful.
Okay. So tell me how you show that you're thankful for your to be able to have an education.
I'm thankful to have freedom to education.
No, tell me how you show that. How do you show that?
Well, I like going to school, and when I go to school, I try to learn as much as I can.
Okay. And how do sometimes you take that for granted or forget how important it is?
Like, because every day when you go to school, you don't really think about it that much. You just go to school, and sometimes you don't want to go to school, but some kids around the world don't even have the chance to even get into a school.
Okay. And the reason I want to ask you guys this question is because I have no doubt that your parents are letting you know exactly how important your education is to you. They're not sending you to school so you could meet friends and play around. They want you to get an education. They want you to learn. But I want to just emphasize that as well. Don't take your education for granted. When you go to school, behave in school. You're Christian children, and so you should be setting an example when you're in the schoolhouse. You should be doing the things that your parents have taught you are right to do. And learn as much as you can. Learn all the time. And learning doesn't just happen at the schoolhouse. Learning happens at home. Pick up books, read books. Learn as much as you can about everything you can learn. You guys are the most, your generation, your group of kids that are your age have one of the highest ability to learn than anyone that has ever lived in this world. And that is because of the internet and because information is at your fingertip. If you want to learn about how trees grow, you just have to look it up and learn how hot trees grow. If you want to learn about how to build an airplane, you can look on the internet and find out how to build an airplane. So there's no excuse. So I just want to encourage you to take advantage of your education. It is a freedom that everybody isn't afforded. And if you could really think about other kids they can't go to school. There's no school where they live. My daughter recently took a trip over to Costa Rica, and there's one area of Costa Rica that's very rich and, you know, has a lot of, hotels and go to the beach and all that beauty. But there is another part of Costa Rica where she worked, and they were in a village, and there is no school because there's no electricity. There's electricity in one house in the village, and the kids are working in the fields during the day and cutting down pineapples and doing all those kinds of things, and they do not have an opportunity to get their education. So since you are allowed to go to school, don't feel bad about, oh, I got to go to school. Don't do that. Thank God. Say, God, I thank you for a school to go to. And then you go to that school and you be a junior giant. A junior giant is not afraid. A junior giant has courage. A junior giant fights to learn, wants to learn. So you go in there and be your best self and learn everything that you can learn. Don't take advantage of, don't take for granted that freedom that you have, that God has afforded you that freedom. And I want to tell you all, you all did very well this morning, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to work with you. This is a freedom that I have, and I'm grateful. Anytime that you can be among children and be able to put information out, and the world gets to hear your point of view. And we do have a lot of people that come. They may not be on the show when we're on the show, but they do, according to my stats that they send me. We have a lot of listeners. And so over the course of these 5.5 years or 5.75 years, we've had almost 1,000 listeners. So I want you to know that people are listening to your show. And I thank you for the wonderful job you've done. Your opinions matter. What you think is important, because you are important. And God made you to be great, and I want you guys to go out and be great. And so we thank everyone that is listening to us on this afternoon or this morning, and we pray that you enjoy your 4th of July weekend, your Independence Day weekend. I pray that you are safe, stay safe, and enjoy your families. And we will see you again in about 2 weeks. And I want to thank the parents once of all. Before we get off the line, I must say again, we are recruiting junior giants. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12, that's right. And so that they can be a part of our show, you can contact me at 678-516-5570. We also have a portion of our program that teaches skills, skills like decision-making, communication skills. We do some things with anger management. And one of the things that we also do is our junior giant reporters can go out into the community as a group and teach skills to other children. And so what we are doing is looking for venues so that they have an opportunity to do this. So if you are an organization or have an organization or know of an organization that works with children, especially children between the ages of 7 and 12, and they need assistance with skill building, give us a call. So you see, we are very busy, and we're grateful to God for that opportunity. Give us a call. The number is 678-516-5570. You can also go on our website and leave us a message. The website is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com, or you can send me an email at juniorgiantspeak@yahoo.com. The quickest way to get to me, though, however, is by phone, and that is 678-516-5570. We thank you for listening. We thank you for being with us. You all did a good job today, young people. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we will see you again soon. God bless you and have a wonderful week. That God's covering be on you. Bye-bye.
Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach
them to praise.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see
that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on judgment day.
Parental environment is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental environment is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, love them, teach them
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
And that was Reginald and Ezekiel Summers with Father to Teach Your Children. We thank you all for being with us on this morning. And may God shine upon you. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you again soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.